Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Very funny humorist, comedian, and all-around storyteller, Sandra Singlow, joins us for a very funny conversation. News coming as well. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. Celebrate getting your COVID-19 vaccine, but don't post your vaccine card on social media. It contains personal info like your name and birth date criminals could use to steal your identity. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cyber criminals could harm your finances, your credit, your reputation. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they'll send you an alert and you'll have access to a dedicated restoration specialist. Right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com. Use promo code ADAM for 25% off. It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Adam, I finally got one. It's been years. Rich man, poor man, having a strong opinion about a judge.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
Not for the middle class.
That's very good.
Very true. Sandra Singlow has joined us. The show, The Bitch, is back. It's streaming on demand June 23rd through the 30th, and you can get tickets and information by visiting thebroadstage.org. Good to see you.
Nice to be here.
I was noticing that you were raised in Malibu.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been spending some time in Malibu and walking around a lot and looking at buildings, looking at houses they're building on PCH. One was for sale for like $49 million. There's another one, triple lot one they're building with big caisson rigs and stuff. It's got to be, someone's going to want $65 million. But if you talk to guys like Rob Lowe, who grew up out there and are about our age, he's like, we rode horses. It was kind of a podunk town. Mm-hmm. There wasn't much going on. So tell us, we'll start, we'll move toward the future. We'll end up in Pasadena. But what was Malibu like in the 70s?
So Malibu, middle school in the 1970s was horrific. It was Malibu Park Junior High School. There was no high school. So what many don't know is that I was one of the poor of Malibu. Mm. So my father was a Chinese engineer from Shanghai, and he worked at Hughes Research Labs that was up there. So we nerd kids were flung into school with, they were even movie star kids then in the 70s, like Flip Wilson's son was there.
Wow.
Christian McNichol, and it's kind of like, and my computer date, he never showed up, was, it was the first time they tried that, was Chad McQueen.
Wow, okay, Steve McQueen's son.
You can imagine.
You dodged
so my
a bullet.
Mother is,
pardon the pun.
My mother's
movie.
German. She's a head taller than my father, who's Chinese. We are so nerdy. The kids are Chinese German, so we look Hispanic. My mother's dressing us up in Heidi of the Outside dirndls and clogs because she was a fan of The Sound of Music, Limburger cheese sandwiches,
Lederhosen.
And you really wore a dirndl?
Yeah, I did. And those ringlets. And Chad McQueen. So middle school is already so horrific. And then not only are your peers movie stars, Sean Penn was vice president of the boys thing and president of the surfing club. And so Chad McQueen, his dad is Steve McQueen and his mother's Allie McGraw. And she speeds up to school in a red convertible afterwards. And he's their son. And then he's the computer date. He doesn't show up. It was really horrific.
That's devastating.
Yeah.
First off, his name is Chad McQueen. So even if he wasn't the son of anyone, his name would still be cool. Chad
He's
McQueen.
He's still a big man on campus.
The coolest name of the 70s. And also, you brought up Flip Wilson. We were talking about catchphrases or calling cards. He would do Geraldine, the black woman, then he'd go, back off, sucker! You can find Geraldine saying, back off, and then he'd go, woo! Like, you could get away with so much that wasn't entertainment back then. But I think you'd say back off, sucker, or some version of that.
But
get back, sucker.
Yeah, and Lee Marvin. There would be parties at Lee Marvin's house, and the children were scared because he would be, like, so drunk. He was not a happy drunk. He was, like, a mean drunk.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Emilio Estevez was nice.
Sure,
so I'd say he was, like, nice. Mm-hmm. Rob Lowe was hard. So it was, like, but it was really surreal. And I think even, you know, at that particular time, these kids were already kind of famous.
Well, here's a hypothetical question for everybody. And for some reason, I have some weird recollection of Lee Marvin being one of the first Palimony guys.
Really?
There may have been a famous Lee Marvin case with Palimony.
Yeah.
And that he lived in Malibu and he had like a live-in girlfriend for 10 years. And then they broke up. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, we didn't get married, but I blew you 1,300 times. It's got to be worth a car. I think it was Lee Marvin. It's just a sketchy recollection. So here's the hypothetical. Would you rather be the dorky kid that's growing up in the coolest place in the world with the coolest people? Definitely, I mean, doesn't sound great. But on the other hand, dorky kid with just a pool of dorky, dumb, poor kids. So I sort of grew up. That's not great shakes either, because you don't get to go to Lee Marvin's house.
Right,
you go
to
someone's shitty apartment in Van Nuys.
Yeah. Sandra has way better cocktail stories than you do.
Yeah.
Like cocktail party stories.
Well, I don't think we did many of those, actually, but it was very unsupervised in the 70s.
Yes.
So that the it was awful. Like the children, like Bob Dylan.
Or awesome,
many kids,
depending on.
Running around, and, you know, and Maria was his daughter, really cool. Like, went immediately to Orthodox Jewish, high school. I was like, I can't take this anymore.
The 70s were like real free to be me. And so what it was, because I grew up around that kind of hippie ethos too, which is like, they kind of did this thing where it's like, hey, they are human beings. They're not kids. They can make their own decisions. Right. They want to go to bed
they
want to stay out.
They're separate
entities. But it's like, I want to go in this room and get high.
Yeah.
And I don't want to fucking make an omelet.
And I don't want to feel guilty about it.
So you're now an adult,
right,
even though you're 11, and go do whatever the fuck you want. That was kind of a 70s thing, but...
Yeah, and there was a lot of experimentation with kind of like, not like clubs like Boys Rap or Automotive Mechanics, and girls would take that and a little bit of Home Ec. So they were trying to, you know, do outdated kind of gender things like punch hook a rug and that sort of, and poetry, rock poetry. But I think didn't really groom us for...
So then you had to basically bus yourself to Santa Monica?
Yeah, it was an hour each way to Samo High.
Yeah, because that's the nearest high school.
Yeah. 45 minutes away.
But still must have been kind of nice growing up in that Malibu environment as a young person.
Well, I suppose so. But the palm trees and the puka shells Miller Outpost shirts and the girls had the Jordache jeans and the Shemanda Fair jeans and the cork wedgies. Gina, you're too young.
Loving that. The Shemanda Fair.
It's a Shemanda Fair. And then
it was Shemanda Fair, but maybe that's a North Hollywood take on it. It's good if you're Chad McQueen, because your dad's Steve McQueen. You got the puka shells, not the fake plastic ones from Zodis or Save-On.
The
real Hawaiian
made
puka shells.
Yeah.
Your dad's the king of cool. You got every mini bike and every go-kart that exists.
Skateboarding.
You got all the good stuff. And you got the right hair for the time.
Yeah. There was that flyaway, that kind of Partridge Family.
Yes,
sure.
Yes,
yeah.
Very important to have that. So you probably stood out a little bit then and probably didn't mix in with the Chad McQueens.
The wrong hair. And then I tried to get a perm. It's like the Asian
the
Jackson.
Asian with a perm.
The Jackson 5, the unknown member of the Jackson 5. This is the fro this big. It's horrible.
Look,
and the dirndl, horrible.
I don't want to get myself into trouble, but if you're a hairdresser and an Asian comes in and
don't
wants a perm,
it.
You have to just, it's a fiduciary.
Yeah.
You step back.
It's like the bartender.
Away.
You've had enough.
You've been overserved.
Yeah.
It's a general harm situation.
But we went to the Jane Seymour ringlets, the Battlestar Galactica, and nobody can get those anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But look at you. You landed on your feet.
Yeah.
Well, so then for you, is it Lee Marvin with Palimony, or am I thinking of another actor who's exactly the same?
Lee Marvin. I looked up Palimony. There's an entry on Wikipedia, and there's a separate subsection for Marvin versus Marvin.
Wow.
It was like a notable case.
Okay. Thank you, Brian.
about. Not that he would sue at this point, I would think, but still.
Yeah, at least got to be gone. But yeah, I guess he may have been one of the pioneers of the Palimony.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd be curious to get curious more about that. I don't know if she won. I don't know how it worked.
I feel like she would have to have won if that's why you know it. You know what I mean? Like it would have just been another guy that tried to get out of it and that was that.
Certainly she'd have to sue him for palimony. We'd have to be in love with somebody coming up with the term palimony, which we just love now.
They're not pals.
It's so much better than Bennifer. And then I don't know what happened after that because I was 14 and didn't give a shit. But where does the comedy and the commentary start for you?
So, and I went to Caltech and majored in physics, which I didn't know very much about because, you know, my father was from Shanghai and he was Chinese. So then I went into liberal arts, which to a Chinese father is like pole dancing, as I like to say. It's like, so I realized I was not very good at physics. I worked at Hughes Aircraft Company for a while and I am not a person that you want to work on that, let's just say. So I just started like coming up through clubs at that time. So At My Place was in Santa Monica and kind of doing that sort of thing. Public radio was coming in. This American Life was not even that kind of show yet. So it was a great time in the 90s for essayists and writers and commentators and stage humorists, all that kind of thing. So I kind of went from there and then wrote books and theater and kind of went all back and forth.
Was it always something you wanted to do and you feel like you got kind of pushed into the Hughes and in more of the sort of technical side of life?
Yeah, I knew I wanted to do something. And again, when you're raised like that with those kinds of parents, it's like, you know, go into aerospace engineering or you'll starve. And meanwhile, a few years later, the aircraft industry crashes in Hughes. So it was definitely that journey. Yeah.
I don't think Chad McQueen has fared as well as you. I've interviewed him before.
He's race cars, though. He's
But it's always – I mean, here's another, you know, be careful what you wish for. Your dad is Mr. Car Guy and he's Mr. Cool Guy. Mm-hmm. And really, no matter what you do, you're still just that guy who's kind of – you know, it's like the people who didn't start the business, but they've inherited the business.
Everyone kind of rolls
their
eyes.
Maybe they're doing a better job running the business, but they didn't start it.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of...
What are you talking about?
Oh, it's my son podcasting. Yeah, Steve McQueen died in 1980, by the way. He's died goddamn time ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What is Ally McGraw still alive?
I think she's still alive.
Oh. Yeah.
I would think. When did Lee Marvin die? That's the real question. Probably killed himself when he's walking back to his car after he lost his palimony.
Lee Marvin died in 87.
Wow.
Jeez.
Age 63. And Ally McGraw's 82.
Wow.
But Ben Vereen outlived them. He got hit.
Ben Vereen got run over on PCH.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
But I think he lived.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's still alive.
Yeah, he's 74.
Stephen King got ran over, too, didn't he?
And Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman got ran over?
In Florida, in like the Villages or something. Like not the Villages per se, but like in a retirement community.
Oh, boy.
Please look that up.
It's a pandemic.
A lot of wikiing going on.
So let's talk about The Bitch Is Back, which I was looking for clips so I could talk to you about them, but I couldn't find any. Oh, I don't know if they're not on the internet or is there a trailer for it?
This is the thing that's streaming. So it's streaming on demand is the actual whole show. And so that was at the Broad Stage. It's like a cabaret format. And I served the audience drinks when we were going. So this is based on this book, The Mad Woman and the Vulva, that I wrote a few years ago. And my editor at The Atlantic kept saying, you should write about menopause. But I was in my 40s. I go, I don't want to write about it. No. And then it came on. And then I started writing about it. So the menopause, which is such an unsexy thing, but in topic, but it can start as early as in your 30s and last between 4 and 15 years. So it's a really wide.
That's fun for us.
It's so
Junior, fun. You have that to look forward to.
Yeah. Fun.
Thank you, Brian.
Fun for everyone. So I went on book tour with this book, The Mad Woman, The Vulva, but I found out like book tours are usually really boring, like they're in a bookstore and folding chairs and like whatever. And then I started getting invited to these house parties that these women were throwing. And these women, when they get 45 and up, they're crazy. So they'll be walking up in weird hats, carrying like a Johnny Walker, you know, the one with the handle on it.
Yeah.
And so I go, I am scared because when they're menopause, they're screaming. They don't give a fuck anymore. In fact, that could be bleeped. Whatever.
Wow,
so they're going, oh my God. And I go, and they're drunk and eating cheese and, you know, just sweating. And I go, I don't want to go out. Like, I can't just read from my book. And so just go out there. And so I just, in fear, just start doing like a couple riffs that they would enjoy and then get off in 15 minutes, you know, because it's kind of, what about those Costco samples? And who needs to get stoned to go to Michael's? And God, who wants to get on a scale? It was like this whole, you know, that sort of thing. And so that became the show. I had to do the show very last minute at the Broad. So I just put those rants together and then did that. So that's how that came out. It's a show of panic.
Dr. Drew talks about menopause as it pertains to his wife, who didn't need to get any crazier, but evidently maybe did. I didn't think it was possible. This one goes to 11, baby. But he said testosterone, man, huge difference that a lot of women are suffering and getting into menopause. They don't really know what's going on, and testosterone makes a huge difference.
Oh, balances out the estrogen?
Yeah, testosterone therapy for women going into menopause or in the throes of menopause.
Are my balls going to shrink?
Made a huge deal. Big difference.
Okay.
Yeah, so, because what happens, I mean, when people think of menopause, if they think of it at all and they try not to, it's like their mother suddenly going crazy instead of drying those dishes, hurling them through the window and hurling a leg of lamb out of plate glass of somebody suddenly snapping. But right. It turns out that the theory of menopause is that really the change is when you're 12 and you're a girl and you're just like any other boy, kind of selfish, and you don't wash your hair and you smell bad and play with your horses and you don't care what. And then the estrogen cloud comes down and then you start worrying about boys and shampooing your hair and all the strawberry vanilla shampoo starts happening, and you know, you're pleasing people. And then so the estrogen has to kick in for those 30 years that you're making children and pregnant. And in fact, your memory gets repressed and your anger gets repressed because evolutionarily, it was not good for women to remember what the other tribe did and go attack them. They just want to take care of the children. So about 46, that cloud starts to lift, and then the women wake up and go, why the hell am I waking making sandwiches for you guys? You know, you're 7 feet tall, and they start hurling the sandwiches. So it's thought of as a return back to yourself, which is the idea of the bitch is back.
I love that.
It's coming back to your own. And the testosterone, they're are elevated levels of testosterone in women's levels when they're menopausal, and then they grow mustaches and they get angry. Actually, you do kind of grow a lot of hair in different places. So.
That's all bullshit.
That's the fun.
I don't know
how.
I don't know the science behind it, but I've talked to Dr. Drew about this more than once, and somehow testosterone is a good thing.
Yeah, they do that. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I've been a fan for so long. I'm so happy you're here. And I was even talking about how the low life, your segment on the radio, really kind of defined my driving time in LA for so many years. And you're very open, and you do it in this really humorous way. But I know you have two daughters.
Yes.
How have they sort of felt growing up with a mom that is so open about your life, about their life, about divorcing, about stuff about the kids?
Well, I think when they were growing up, they just didn't know, and they didn't really follow it very much. And then, although in middle school, because I did blow up my marriage, speaking of road trips in Las Vegas, I took an RV and went to Burning Man, blew up my marriage about age 46, and it was horrible. And my oldest daughter was in middle school. So, it, you know, kind of in Millikan middle school, they would Google their parents and would come up with Sandra Tsinglow, affair and divorce. I mean, it was pretty bad.
Millikan's in the San Fernando Valley.
It is. It's in Studio City. So a lot of people go in the beautiful valley, because I ended up in Van Nuys. Thank you.
Ooh.
After Malibu to Van Nuys. You know what? That joke, what's the quickest way to get to the valley? Marry a musician. That was it. So, man, there we were. So,
there's
so
Van Nuys, and then there's Sherman Oaks adjacent.
Valley Glen or Toluca Heights, that don't have those kinds of.
Van Nuys is rough.
Yeah.
As you say, out of the hot tub and into the snowbank.
Yes. Yeah.
Or we'd say Van Nuys, a very good place to buy tile.
Yes.
You know, there's so much good tile. You want to buy tile there. So, yeah. So that was kind of pretty hard. And now they just ignore it. They feel like it's the family business making donuts. They don't really much attention to it. So, you know.
And they're, how old are they?
So they are 19 and 20. One just graduated UC Santa Barbara, and the other is at Berkeley. And they are a trans, so they're now a they.
They're both. Are they both they?
No, the older one is a she, and the younger one is a they.
Oh, Wait a minute.
Why is this math hard for you?
But the older one is a she through and through. I mean, from soup to nuts. Started as a part of the nuts.
You got to rephrase that.
It's going to get offensive, but I'm just trying to get clarity here.
Soup to nuts.
Soup to no nuts.
No. Soup to no nuts. Yeah. I don't know what kind of. Yeah, okay, I can't even go there.
Yeah.
It's
not worth it.
Okay. Soup to nuts. And then.
Your younger one.
It is. Let's see, soup, and then what were their names? Nuts presenting.
Figure this out.
No, okay. So Madeline is the old, like
this
the
older one.
The older one. Okay, so yeah,
and we still call her Madeline.
Madeline.
All right. Okay, Madeline.
And then the youngest, Sing.
Uh-huh.
Sing. Yep. Non-binary.
Right. Oh, okay.
So.
Graduated at age 20.
UCSB. In art. What could go wrong?
Gaucho.
A gaucho, exactly. Just had your graduation this week. Oprah's speaking.
Well, Oprah just had to walk down the hill.
I know.
She took her golf cart down the hill.
Yeah. The backyard.
She's a good student then, right? She started 16.
She is
a good
student and blew out of there. They had a lot of AP credits, blew through, graduating into what's next. I go into those, the adventure starts now balloons at the Ralphs. And then behind me in line, a woman said, what adventure? I go, I don't know.
Hey, let me ask about the literally maybe the bloom coming off the rose a little bit. But when I was young, if in fact you were to present a young woman, like when I was like 23, if you bought a woman a bouquet of roses, you had to go to the Toluca Lake
florist.
It was, $99.
Still
it was
there.
Discussing discussions of Conroy's. Baby breath and things of that nature. Yeah. Now there's the Guatemalan chick who's out front of the Circle K.
Yeah.
She's got a pretty nice bouquet
nice
going
selection.
For 14, 17
yeah.
bucks.
Yeah.
And then you go to the Ralphs and they got all the Mylar balloons and the
section.
Full floral.
Yeah.
So, doesn't that take a little off it for the ladies?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I
because
see what
it's kind of, it always seemed to be effort based for me.
Yes.
Like if I said, I got my girlfriend Tori Amos's flowers.
Tori Amos didn't want them.
She left them behind at the studio. I presented them, girlfriend not pleased, because these were sloppy flower seconds from Tori Amos versus the pain it is for a guy to spend $89 at the Toluca Lake
Choose
florist.
Choose the right floor of the
right bouquet. So I'm just saying, guy coming home with flowers is cool, but the guy going, I was just buying a six-pack and the Guatemalan chick caught me at the car when I was walking back out to the truck, and then I just gave her $20 and here you go, sweetheart. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't couch it that way, but what I'm saying is same thing, or is a lot less effort involved?
No, we grew up in two different places. Same. I'm 59, so I went to college in 79 to 83, where it's kind of in that wave of sexual liberation. So now instead of the guy coming in the car and giving you the flowers and paying for dinner, it's like you have to go Dutch at the local macrobiotic restaurant. Mm-hmm. There are no flowers, and you have to sleep with them on the first date because otherwise you're frigid. And we had diaphragms, Gina. This is before your time.
I was going to say, so far, check
cup
and check
that you dusted with cornstarch.
Right.
In the morning, you had to lend him $20 for his poster and take his sheaf of flyers to put up. In the so there were no flowers.
Even the
$3.99 carnations would have been good. So where I grew up, Malibu Valley, Pasadena, there was nothing. Was it true? Did you get flowers?
No. And I think I hear you, and I think this is what, as a female, and Sandra, please let me know if you feel the same way.
I would have treated you better. Go ahead.
It's no longer about the flowers. It's about how they're wrapped. Because you can tell if they're from a nice place, from a beautiful, butcher paper with twine,
the raffia
and a little
twine.
Succulent, as opposed to a crinkly plastic with a sticker on it, the barcode.
Totally.
Yeah.
So just if you get the ones by Forest Lawn, pop off that plastic wrapping and, wrap a little twine around it.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
Like
thank you.
Or
somewhere.
Brown paper.
Good.
Yeah.
That's smart.
So you never got flowers, huh?
Yeah. Oh, no. Never. No, we always had to lend them money and then they would cry about their fathers. It's not a fun time and the maleness. That's like the man show. Your important American contribution to the media landscape. It's they were not even, they would whine and you'd be able to pay for them. And it was just.
I think the moral of the story is both sexes, both directions. We were always kind of asking to meet in the middle, but I don't know. Do we really want that? I think, when I don't want it, it's all fucked out, but when you're laying in bed and you hear the window break at night, you don't want to just look at each other in bed with your man and go, who's going down?
Like Ricky Rochambeau for
what
it.
The fucking guy did? Yeah, the guy would pick up a pool cue and go, I'll take care of this. Lock the door behind me or whatever.
And that's the thing. In our house, everyone does the dishes. Everyone folds the laundry. But I saw a cockroach two nights ago that you could have put a saddle on. I freaked out. I screamed. I got on the bed. And I don't know what Andy's feelings are about cockroaches. And I don't want to know. I just want him to take care of it. If he's scared, he'll keep it to himself. I won't be doing that. Yeah.
Does he have a baseball bat? Some do the baseball bat.
Yeah. By the bed.
Sure. Yeah, they should have that.
Thank
yeah.
God taking care of insects is considered manly, because that's the one manly thing I do on the home.
Also, any plumbing issues, any leaks,
That's
all.
I'm manlier than I look.
Big man.
I grabbed Daddy Longlegs by the leg because the girls are freaking out. My wife, my daughter, my 4-year-old daughter. I'm like, look. And then, she freaked out. She hated it so much.
Yeah. You got an auger? You got a snake? You got to snake that toilet?
I have installed a flushing mechanism, though.
Ballcock.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. Not so much with the smart boards on refrigerators and stuff. You don't have to do that.
No, of course not. No actual technical.
You leave that to the expert.
Stinky board. Yeah.
So the show. Let's get back to the show. Sorry, the bitch is back. Hour 90, what's
hour 20? Oh, no, 70 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
70, straight through, no intermission. And it's like my journey through menopause. And then we say we're going to bar the doors because you can't leave. But it is like just talking about melting down in the middle of a woman's life. And it's interesting because I was driving in the valley when this happened. And I go at the intersection of Roscoe and Sherman Way. And then a man said later, there is no intersection of Roscoe and Sherman
Way. They run the same direction.
And I go, there was that day, you fucker. So that's how I remember it. It can be so many things happen while driving. And it was like this meltdown moment about age 46 where I'm like driving, going, I need to get the good pizza for my kids and listening to the radio and my Starbucks venti latte with four Splendors or whatever. And then suddenly I realized that I just couldn't handle it. It's like, I want to die. I don't want to live. And so that big hormonal change triggered this whole show. So it's interesting, women have so many different symptoms when they're menopausal, bloated, angry, fat, forgetful, they can't sleep.
I'm going through menopause.
Yeah, exactly. And some women haven't slept through the night for years and years and years. And that sometimes in the middle of the afternoon, this seemed, generic to men and women. It's like sometimes the only thing that holds you together is like this Costco samples. But actually, I'll go to the audience and go, which store gives the best samples? On three. And I'll go one. And you go, Costco. Occasionally, someone will go, Bristol Farms. It's like you're in the expensive seats. It's like, no, Costco. And that's what we miss is Costco. You could get the four stages of Costco by the massage chair and the jewelry cabinet. You could really get a full meal back in the day, which we don't have now.
Well, really, as I think about it, I don't spend a lot of time at the Costco, but Jimmy Kimmel does. He's made the cover of the magazine multiple times. Chris can show you. I think he's made the cover of, Kirkland Gazette or whatever it is.
Kirkland Courier.
I have a Kirkland swimsuit. Courier. It's very nice.
Is that better than the Trader Joe's flyer?
He's made the cover. He's made the cover.
Okay.
The point is... And I used to go to Costco with him and out here in Van Nuys or Burbank or whatever.
There's one Sherman Oaks.
They're all cool.
Here's the beauty. The beauty I've now realized of the samples. So I never really thought about the crazy allure of the samples.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about money because the shit they're selling, it's not a price issue per se. For, folks and adults in our bracket, they're selling quiche. It's $8.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I'm getting free. I'm getting a nickel's worth of free quiche.
Right.
It's not that. It's the guilt in the eating of what you're eating, because this is manslaughter, not murder one. You buy the quiche, you bring it home and you bake it. That's on you.
Right.
That's murder one. That is a big diet faux pas. You're walking past the quiche. That is the difference between you rolling someone and you finding a wallet.
Right.
And the people that the reason you love Costco so much is because it's like, well, it's not, on my diet, but on the other hand, I didn't plan this.
Just to buy,
I'm not getting. This is like, it's like you're sober and someone spiked your Pepsi or your Fresca or something. Like, I didn't do this.
You know what that's called?
Done to me.
That's called a free lapse. in the program.
Right.
This is a free lapse at Costco.
So you can eat as much fattening, junky stuff as you want.
Yeah.
It's not
sausage.
On you.
Yeah.
It doesn't count against you or your diet. Yeah. And they come in such small pieces that you can eat 14 of them guilt-free. And I think that's the real allure
to it.
Right. And you go, I'm taking one for my kids.
Yeah.
And
then
nowhere.
Or in Arizona living with their stepmom.
And then you always have to, because you feel guilty, especially after the second or third, you take the item and then you just go put it like behind the tires. You don't really buy it.
Speaking of which, the only place with better samples, the farmer's market.
Oh, yeah.
Not
because Costco has any farmer's market.
Yeah. Really?
Because like at Costco, they have 4, 5, or 6 stations.
Right.
Every single tent has a sample at the farmer's market.
But much more compelled to buy.
Much more pressure,
Well, you're standing right in front of
them. Because that's the lesbian couple and the Subaru broke down on the way
that's right.
And this is kind of their living. You know, you can't eat four pieces of their cheese and keep walking, right?
Please don't. We'll come back. We're on our way out.
Yeah.
How, what's your batting average on buying samples? Mine's pretty good. The only thing I'm comparing it to is I went to the Ralph's. They had some, like, smoked cheese. I tasted it. I went, that's good. I'll buy one.
Pumpkin ravioli. I'm
Actually,
yes, that's a good one.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Pretty good, because I only sample things that I think I'm going to like. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm more prone to buy them anyway. Like, I'm not going to sample something like I have no interest.
Mm. What can't pumpkin do, really? It does a pie. It does a ravioli.
But, you know, the worst
samples.
Does
a latte.
The worst? Trader Joe's. Obviously, the buckwheat pasta, the unfiltered apple juice.
Yeah, you don't want any of that shit.
Exactly. Too small.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff on like a rye crisp.
Exactly.
We didn't ask for that.
No, no.
Maybe it's the age of the person dispatching the samples. Too. Trader Joe's, they skew young.
They're always in the back corner.
I like the sort of last stop before the grave. Things didn't work out.
The hair net.
Just to get out of the house.
I don't want to be. I'm not heading up. I'm heading down. This is where I'm going. I kind of like that.
That
I want a little defeat in the eyes. A little, and I also kind of like the take two, take five, take the fucking skillet. I don't give a fuck. I'm here. I'm going to die.
I'm getting
Tuesday.
Paid either way.
I like that.
Smart.
Yeah.
All right. So Trader Joe's, not good. Costco, good.
Good. Very good.
And
good.
Then what was it?
Bristol Farms.
Bristol Farms.
That kind of thing.
That's amazing.
And
if
then
somebody,
any
farmer's market. Good,
any
but
farmer's
the pressure's
market.
On. You know what I mean? Good luck looking that person in the eye and being like, "Oh, you dedicated your life to this cheese. I'm out of here."
So it's an interesting time that we're living in that we sort of simultaneously have this birth of farmers markets and people shopping for you and bringing food to your groceries to your house, which is the two extremes of providing for yourself, right? But for some, and see, I always have this theory, which is I always kind of say, well, the more safe spaces we create, the more octagons we're going to have. And the more Priuses that drive around, the more Jeeps with lift kits we're going to see.
Things
give way. So
right.
the more people ordering groceries online, that will give way to more farmers markets because it's like it's a we always have to push back against this thing.
And you know who's going to save us all? People like me who I know for a fact I am not good enough for Instacart. I'm not good enough to spend that, to earmark that money that I work for and give it to someone else like some French queen and wait around binging TV having someone bring it to me.
So people
like me, we will
And you're always going to be disappointed. Like, oh, you call us an avocado?
That's right.
I wish I was there. Well, then go the fuck there. Then put your fucking sweatpants on, you lazy sack, and go fucking shop like a human being then.
I didn't want
sugar-cured
ham.
Yeah.
I would never.
I did Instacart exclusively during COVID. I was very sick. And I couldn't go to the grocery store. And yes, there were so many times where I was like, the fuck? This is an apple? This thing fucking bruised.
Did they ever call or text you?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah. I mean,
through
at least
the app. Yeah. Can't find this. What about this?
Right.
Like, no, I asked for this.
I got an extra bag of shit that wasn't mine.
Oh,
we did too.
Then I got angry at the person, like, what kind of toothpaste are you using? Like, it's my toothpaste now. Why didn't you get Tom's of Maine? Like, you should have known.
And of course,
I had toothpaste and deodorant in it, but it was both shit I didn't use. And I was like, what the fuck? This is an attack.
What's wrong with you?
If the bag's undeliverable, they have to do something with it. So if someone offered us a bag, like, this bag's undeliverable, do you want it? And we're like, sure. And like, we actually had the thought, we're like, do we want someone else's romaine lettuce? It's like, well, it was in the store 10 minutes ago. Why not?
Yeah, I had this happen once when I ordered Thai food and they brought over the wrong Thai food. And my thing was, well, as long as they ordered shit I would have liked anyway, I'm definitely going to eat it.
Absolutely.
And I opened it up, and it was the first one was beef salad, like cold beef salad.
I've never even heard of that.
Who orders this? And I was immediately angry at the person who ordered cold beef salad.
Never heard of beef salad.
Oh, it's here. It's okay. Let me believe you me.
Okay.
People eat beef salad. I don't get the.
Like, was it larb?
It's sliced up cold beef,
yeah,
amongst lettuce and whatever. Well, it's a thing.
If you're on Atkins, which unfortunately I am because of the COVID-19, the pandemic, yeah, it's like, whatever. That's exactly what we would eat,
a beef
sadly,
salad.
A beef salad.
But it feels like, to me, I want savory with my beef, and the cold beef removes the savory part
awful.
Of it. All right. Well, you're going to hang around, Sandra, and do the news with us? All right. Why don't we do that? We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and do the news.
Great. And then I have gifts for you.
Oh, you have gifts. Okay.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gino Grad. Stuff face on TMZ. Joe Biden. Kamala. Meet news with Gina. Gina Grad.
News with Gina Grad.
Well, first, before we get into it, let's do the breaking news that there are gifts for us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. Here, gifts for you. Okay. These are post-pandemic gifts as I move conveniently away from the mic. Okay. So here it is.
My goodness.
Uh-huh. So you're each getting this in your own COVID-safe curbside pickup bag. Because
wow.
In my book came out like last year's. I did COVID-safe signings of my fucking driveway. So you're getting this.
That
so
is
in
amazing.
This bag is your, this is actually for Adam. So
perfect.
This is your Mad Woman the Volvo wine glass.
Oh.
Except that I've augmented it to have the mangria.
Oh, thank
so
you.
So on the back, there's a lower level that is Dr. Oz recommends. And then Weight Watchers, 3 points.
Sure.
And then up here is Mad Woman. But way above that is the mangria.
Oh, you're going to get
thank
so
you.
That's
nice. Your, do you send that to a professional calligrapher or an engraver?
Yeah, I know. Isn't it amazing?
It is amazing.
And don't, you might want to wash it because I, yeah, my
He doesn't care. Nice. Okay. He's never washed anything.
And then here is taped together. Just here's some, these are going away, but these are the quarantini cocktail recipes.
Oh, that's great.
Thank
where you.
You
just pour shit together.
Now,
like
I want to compliment your glass because I'm having a flashback. So it's a glass. It's, it's kind of a tumbler.
Yeah.
It's
stemless.
Like
stemless
tumbler.
Unbreakable.
This is about 7-8 ounces.
Yeah.
And it's got the lines on it. The low line is the Dr. Oz recommends. Yeah. We talked about just a little splash of wine or scotch or whatever. Above that's the Weight Watchers. And then the Mad Woman, of course, near the top. Because I'm having a flashback when I was young and we were living in our first apartment. We had a shot glass. And at the bottom, there was a line about a half inch from the bottom of the shot glass said hog. And then one up about an inch and a half and said man. And so we would have to pour ourselves shots, and nobody wanted the hog pour. We wanted the man pour. But I've not seen a glass graduated that
have
way.
It. Now you have it. Now each of you have, and you get a glass, and you get, and in
thank
there, there's
you.
A lighter.
So
it's
nice.
A doc. Mr. Lowe's not afraid to be naked. It's a Malibu thing of a lighter, if you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's my dad.
Naked.
He was known as the naked man of Malibu, so he would do handstands naked in Malibu as Ally McGraw was speeding by. He would steal women's Speedos out of the dumpster and hitchhike on Pacific Coast Highway. Did not get beat like Ben Vereen did not get hit, but et cetera. So you have that lighter.
Now
it
I want to
should
talk
be in there.
About your dad.
Okay. So you see that light? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, let me say this in defense of your dad. No one wants to see their parent doing a nude headstand or handstand.
No, not that much.
But a diminutive Asian man is about the best place you're going to land for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably has to be
husky
done.
Armenian guy, that's much more damaging. Big psyche, big picture,
yeah,
long
term. My father is in a women's Speedo.
And for motorists.
The bottom part.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a little upsetting. So now, okay, in the pandemic, it's kind of like, so women of a certain age, like after the age of 50, Gina, you have many years to go.
God
instead of
you.
Becoming fatter, we become more goddess-like.
Oh.
So in the pandemic, there have been, you know, elastic waist stretch pants. They're not fat pants, but I'm calling them goddess pants. I'm wearing some.
They're great.
That's great.
Love.
Right?
Love
them. That's nice.
So you each are getting a pair.
All right.
Okay, and you can pick your own color. See? I came with
I'm really
here.
More you excited can, about this than
you
I should
can
be.
Get. The women's colors are midnight purple,
uh-huh.
emerald green,
uh-huh.
turquoise aisles. See, this kind of like, and then Rocky Horror Magenta for the hit
Adam
girls. And then Firefly Red.
That's amazing.
Or you can get the man's colors, which are Purple Haze. Electric Moss.
Yep.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, okay.
I like the Aquaman.
Yep.
Ooh,
or
good.
The Iceman Cometh.
Well, right? I'm a summer, so.
These are Hef.
Yeah.
The Hef.
The
and
Hefner.
These are the Dragon.
That's right.
I'll go with the Dragon.
Okay, so you're
going
the Dragon. Gina, you're going to take the...
I mean, I love a good pink pant.
Okay, so you're going with the Rocky or Magenta. And Brian...
Oh my gosh, I got all
you're
those.
You're very comfortable with you get one. You're comfortable with your masculinity.
Green or blue, either one.
Okay, so you're emerald green.
Yeah, green.
Or
this is fantastic.
Electric moss to match.
Nice. Okay, thank
there you.
You
go. You've been swagged.
Thank you.
Okay,
this is amazing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I want to put these on right now.
Speaking of breaking news, Gene Hackman was struck by a car in the Florida Keys in 2012.
Wow, that is breaking.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So it's just in.
So thank you so
Sandra.
Much.
My pleasure.
Let's do a little update on the guy who slapped Macron.
By the way, Sandra, I've just come out with a candle.
Yeah.
It's a candle that smells like my balls.
Oh, can
and
I have that?
I'd like to present it.
Oh, because I want to smell your balls.
Not bad.
Oh,
because remember when Gwyneth Paltrow had "This Smells Like My Vagina"?
Yeah.
Well, now.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Soapy balls.
Yeah.
Soapy
balls.
Nice.
It's a stage
vanilla.
It's a quality candle as well. It'll burn long and bright for you.
Oh.
Yep.
By the way, available at AdamCarolla.com for Father's Day.
So the guy who slapped Macron, he has been charged.
Well, let's use your dad's naked likeness to light my balls candle.
Yeah, that would be so special.
I think this has come
full
circle.
Oh, my God. His balls and... Oh.
This is beautiful.
And he died at 97. Old balls.
This is a unity candle now.
Oh, my God.
I feel like we should dedicate an entire episode to your father.
Yeah. Well, there's the colors. Yeah.
That's lovely.
Put it out.
Oh, and he dumpster dove in Malibu. Expired sushi.
You guys could have hung.
Yeah.
Expired sushi.
Expired
sushi.
Gently. Not long.
Right.
But somewhat. And Starbucks, pull the Starbucks together of other people's things at the Malibu Starbucks.
Wow.
Back to you, Gina. I'm sorry.
I want to know more about
your
dad.
My father is overtaking as usual.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, I mean, let's do this if we have to.
Yeah.
So the man who was caught on video slapping Emmanuel Macron across the face earlier this week has been handed a 4-month prison sentence. In an emergency trial, 28-year-old Damien Terrell was found guilty of violence against a person invested with public authority following the incident. Macron was conducting this meet and greet with members of the public, and Terrell kind of smacked him in the face. Why did he do it? Terrell told the court, "When I saw his friendly, lying look, I felt disgust and I had a violent reaction."
Oh, he was inspired.
It was an impulsive reaction. I was surprised by myself. Now, apparently, there was a group of friends considering bringing an egg or cream pie to throw at the president, but he didn't. Instead, he just smacked him.
We haven't seen the cream pie guy in a while. Remember that was a thing for a little while?
It was a thing on, like, sitcoms. Was it real?
No, there was somebody was doing
was
it to dignitaries.
Yeah.
We have a weird thing. We have a thing with like pit bulls attack for like 7 months and then they lay off for 20 years.
Hear about it.
There's freeway shootings that work for like 3 weeks and then they go away for 20 years. Like
they're back.
Oh, they're back. Right. The cream pie in the face. Mm-hmm. Like
Zuckerberg got pied. Maybe it was like famous rich people.
Pied. People were getting
Bezos,
pied.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Mm, we should bring that back.
Yeah.
Get comfortable, please.
Yeah, I'm trying to. You know, and now that Trump is gone, it's great that Canada is scandalous again.
Right.
Make Canada scandalous.
Yeah. Remember, again, it can't be. It's not just you. These chairs are spring loaded.
That is like a pie in the face thing.
So remember how we kind of said it's a slippery slope with the vaccine cards and, you know, there's ways around that. Well, guess what? The new problem is that so Fox News reports that a Nevada man was charged Wednesday with stealing hundreds of blank COVID-19 vaccine cards from a Southern California vaccination center. Muhammad Rauf Ahmed of Vegas allegedly took more than 500 cards from the Pomona Fairplex. The former L.A. city contract worker was charged with one felony count of grand theft, and he's scheduled to be arraigned in L.A. County in August. The case remains under investigation. But, okay, so you just steal blank cards. Okay, now you're vaccinated.
I it feels like a target of opportunity, like someone left it out and he was just walking by. But if we can steal... No, I would not. But, you know, several years ago, not too many, when the price of copper got really expensive... Mm-hmm. And people were stealing copper wire, like going outside at night and pulling conduit it. Apart, like pulling it. At that point, I realized, oh, we can do anything. We're stealing wire.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? What purses, vaccine cards, right. What's not on the table right. when we're pulling wiring out of conduit, like out in the street at night? You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So it's I think we're capable of anything.
I think you're right. It smells so good in here.
It does smell good.
We have a little follow-up to the Lilibet scandal.
Oh, God.
So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are threatening the BBC after the network reported that the former royals didn't ask the Queen's blessing to name their infant Lilibet. We talked about that. According to the BBC, a Buckingham Palace source claims Queen Elizabeth was never asked about it. Now, according to the Daily Beast, Harry and Meghan's legal team has issued a rare legal warning to the papers advising them not to repeat the allegation that the couple had named their second child after Queen Elizabeth.
By the way, as far as the legal team you want to be on,
yeah,
that's the legal team, yeah. Not the Project Innocence now working in the Dade County area. You know what I mean? That's a full-blown bummer for attorneys. You know what I mean? You want to be on the Royals legal.
The Queen didn't give her permission to use her nickname as a first name.
Right. Was that wig really powdered or just a wig?
I think you're absolutely right.
You call that a curtsy? I'll sue your ass. That's the team to be on.
Yes.
Food's excellent. Travel's great.
Yeah.
Plenty of perks. You know, you stay in the East Wing of Buckingham Palace. We'll have you on retainer. You know, yeah. That's a sweet, sweet
that's a
lawyer
gig
you're right there.
Oh, and by the way, I sent this story to Brian earlier. You know who's on team, who's the other one? William.
Well,
the other
anti-Harry.
Anti-Harry is... is it Noel Gallagher? Brian, I sent it to you. What did
the
it say?
Headline was something in effect of Noel Gallagher calls Harry an entitled snowflake or something.
Because he's like, I know what it's like when a brother gets in the middle of family business and starts blowing up your shit all over the place and fuck that guy. And so, yeah, apparently Noel and Liam's bad blood is still raging.
This was the controversy about Lilibet or whatever. Yeah. That was the Queen's nickname.
Right.
She'd give permission.
She couldn't say
is that an homage to her?
Yeah, you'd think so. But if it's like if it was a private joke in the family and the Queen is supposed to be the most, dignified human on the planet, maybe she's not down.
Mm. So, you know? But the kerfuffle is they should have asked.
I guess.
What they're saying?
I mean, how long are we going to keep these MFers in the news? It's unbelievable.
It's a great question.
These are headlines. These are headlines.
I don't know. I agree. But I think we like it because our news is like the six-year-old was shot in the back through the baby seat in Pomona on her way to preschool.
Yeah.
And then we got, did she use her fake name or
you're
not?
Right.
You know,
it's a much needed and welcome distraction.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Speaking of which, David Hasselhoff recently appeared in a video encouraging Germans to get vaccinated.
Speaking of royalty.
And I have two clips. These are both going to be a double barrel goodness. The PSA was released on Monday and includes a 68-year-old Baywatch Watch alum showing off his Band-Aid and giving a little speech. Here's his little video to the Germans.
Action. Airmel. Oh, that's right. I, David Hasselhoff, am supposedly a hero because of Baywatch and Knight Rider and the Berlin Wall. But I found freedom with vaccination. You can too.
What is he talking about, you ask? Well, I did a little digging.
He did a concert like moments before the Berlin Wall fell?
I'm going to give a preemptive you're welcome for unearthing this video. So he did this giant German festival concert, and his performance was a song called Looking for Freedom while being suspended above the Berlin Wall on New Year's Eve in 1989.
Oh.
Here's a clip of that concert for – it's like dessert. It's a palate cleanser.
One morning in June.
Look at that jacket.
Look, check out the chaser lights on that jacket. He's just warming up. It kicks in.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do. I'm starting to look for my exit country. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, well, he has it.
And also, but I've kind of realized, we talked about Seagal and Russia, and we got Dennis Rodman in North Korea. I'm getting to that point in my career where I'm looking for an exit country. Yeah. And no one ever checks up. You know, I just go, oh, I'm huge in Croatia.
That's right.
I'm fucking huge. They fucking love me. No one goes, well, let me go there. Yeah. Let me investigate this. They just go, oh, Carolla's huge in Croatia. Big in Croatia. Where is he? He's in Croatia.
I got a nominee for you. Hungary.
Hungary.
Good. Who's the most famous Hungarian? No one knows.
Nobody knows.
Second, the food.
He loves Hungarian.
I mean, I'm not going to be able to knock off the Gabor sisters, but I will podium over there in Hungary.
But Croatia is.
I know the food.
Croatia is supposed to be the new honeymoon destination spot.
Is it? All right, then I'll go to Budapest. Yeah. And I'll explain that I'm huge. And then no one will be able to verify
it. Budapest.
Budapest.
But, you know, Hasselhoff, he's unkillable. It's like he was in Baywatch, he was already old. He was like 50. And he knew to surround himself with young people and their rubber. Yeah, so he's amazing.
Oh, he knows what he's doing.
He's a survivor. Totally
he knows what he's doing. Don't kid yourself.
He's a pro.
He's a pro.
You know what? But he also went to do Rocky Horror in Fishnets and Heels. So, you know, that might be the next move. Like the whole.
He did?
Yes. Oh, he's always. I interviewed him for Buzz Magazine a long time ago.
You made a Caitlyn Jenner face.
Yeah. Watch for that face. Watch for that.
Okay. I never thought about that.
Think about it.
I would fall in love with him all over again.
It's time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of this, speaking of things I have fallen in love with, Jessica Chastain is making a new movie that has everybody buzzing. And by everybody, I mean me. Tammy Faye Baker in the upcoming movie, The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Oh. It's due in theaters September 17th, just in time for the launch of award season. The movie features Oscar-nominated actress as the former televangelist and TV personality Tammy Faye Baker, directed by Michael Showalter of The State. Mm. And also, there's a doc, which I highly recommend, of the same name, The Eyes of Tammy Faye. You've seen it?
Yeah. Sundance, many years.
And guess who is playing Jim Baker? Andrew Garfield.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, and it kind of works. I'll show you. Here's a side-by-side of the original, the real Jim and Tammy Faye. And yeah, look at that.
That's good.
Exactly.
The eyes.
And look at like her jaw and everything.
That's Chastain on the left?
That's Chastain.
Wow, that's some heavy makeup.
Yeah, and prosthetics, you can kind of tell around the jaw. That is going to... that'll be in theaters in September.
Showalter did The Big Sick. He directed The Big Sick.
He did?
Which is really good.
Yeah.
Oh, he directed that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, you know, after the whole behind the candelabra thing, you can never say no to anything that you hear about in advance because of what? No, Matt Damon, get the fuck out of it. Oh, it's my favorite film of the year.
Yeah.
So,
it's amazing.
Michael Douglas.
With that in mind, you can't say no in advance to any idea for any film ever or the casting of it.
Yep, you're
absolutely
right.
The Tonya Harding movie was fantastic.
That's
You can't say no.
This kind, just the trailer alone, it's funny that you said that because this kind of has that feel a little bit, a little winky, a little, you know, a little tongue-in-cheek.
You have to, though, with this subject matter. You know, you can't play it serious.
Yeah. So very excited about that. Are you familiar? I'm sure, Sandra, you're very, you know things. For the rest of you, are you familiar with ambergris? Do you know what that is?
Whales.
I love her. She was great in Italia.
Whale stuff. Mm-hmm. Whales, the stuff that comes out of the whales.
Amber. I thought it was called ambergris.
Well, it has an S, but I think it's pronounced ambergris.
It was like French or something?
Yeah.
Like Pinot Gris.
I saw Master and Commander a few times. I think I know what ambergris is.
Okay,
this is a scary opening.
I think it was
you do say the S.
I'm going to default to Sandra on this one.
Wait, what's the question?
Do you say ambergris?
I think it's ambergris.
Yeah, I think it's ambergris,
too.
This show goes no further until we figure it out. I thought it was French.
So would it be Reese's peanut butter cups or Reese's?
Yes. Lamont.
I only know it from watching the Ron Howard Moby Dick movie, maybe.
Yeah, but they're old-timey.
Well, I'm going off of how old-timey guys send it. I don't know. Anyway. I'm familiar with what you say.
Okay,
so how is it pronounced?
So I'm just going to keep calling it ambergris. Like I said, we say Le Mans. We don't say Le Mans.
What is the dictionary one?
Ambergris. Well, you can do it either way. Because, look, They're giving Ambergris. You two pronunciations.
And you don't want to push, Gina. You may snap.
I'm so very close to pre-menopause.
Ambergris.
Fine.
Okay. Ambergris. Oh, my God. No.
Oh,
no. I'll say it the way the settlers said it. Whatever.
Google me right.
A 35-man fishing crew working off Yemen netted this find of a lifetime. They hauled in $1.5 million worth of whale vomit, which is what ambergris is, according to Yahoo News.
It's ambergris?
God. Yeah. Yahoo News.
Yeah. Mm. Let's hear the robot say it.
You're going to believe a robot over me and Sandra. Whatever. Ambergris.
Right.
I hate you, Chris.
Ambergris.
Okay, great. Fine. Yeah, anyway, no, it's wrong. A substance found in the digestive system of sperm whales. According to the UK's Natural History Museum, the substance is often called the treasure of the sea and floating gold because it's super rare. It's used in high-end perfumes to make the scent last longer. And when the fishing crew
Labia or labia?
Obviously, labia.
Yeah. Okay. Just try to know how far out you guys are. That's
That's you're dangerously close to a Seinfeld joke. Remember the woman's name? Body part?
Yeah.
Dolores? Is it clitoris or clitoris?
I will tell you, I got into a very heated argument with my grandmother.
Oh, God.
Now, my grandmother is like Brian's grandmother.
Mean.
She's mean. And part of mean is correcting everyone around them all the time. And we got into an argument because I said clitoris, and she's like clitoris. And then
saying that in front of your grandma.
We had a very strange relationship. Yeah. Oh. And then we went to my deceased grandfather's oversized dictionary go look it up and see if we had a big argument at our house. And then now here's why my grandma's a bitch, because I remember this very clearly. She would go, Emery Kennerick is a doctor, and he says clitoris. And I would go, well, Dr. Drew is a doctor, and he says clitoris, and she goes, Emery Kennerick's a doctor. Like somehow her doctor friends.
Was more of a doctor. Right.
Somehow I couldn't have doctor friends, or mine were like, you know, Dr. Pepper or something. Yeah. Like she's got real doctor friends, you know.
So did we ever figure that out?
We went and looked it up.
And?
Either way.
Ambergris?
Not like
ambergris.
Did
she claim victory?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Did she claim victory even after you looked it up? Is it both ways?
She knows what she knows. You know, she knew what she knew. She walked away with her head held high.
My grandma did that all the time, the fucking correcting. And speaking of the sea, I was like, oh, grandma, you talk about Disneyland. I love Pirates of the Caribbean. She goes, it's Caribbean.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks, grandma.
Yes.
You don't know what ride you were on. So,
I think if you look up clitoris, it just goes either way.
Pick your poison.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, by the way, we don't need a fucking dictionary to have us flip a coin. You know what I mean? Like, you
settle
fucking settle it.
Right.
That's we're having an argument here.
Right.
This is however you want to do it.
Yeah, whatever. It's all on the
what
table.
What do we need you for?
Thank you. You're right.
If you have to ask.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this fishing crew took this whale apart that they got in this net, and it was a 280-pound lump of ambergris in its belly. Now, do you want to know how this is formed? Because this is fascinating and disgusting. Mm. Scientists believe that the rare substance is produced because of the huge volume of cephalopods, like squid and octopus, that sperm whales consume. The whales are unable to digest the sharp beaks of these cephalopods. And on rare occasion, the mass of squid beaks and other biological material may be combined with a waxy secretion from the intestines. Mm. And that's how it's formed.
Good name for GSV, squid beak.
Oh, boy.
connotes a lot of things.
Talk about a rich man, poor man. Ambergris is for, you know, high-end perfumes. Do you know what is for, I guess, low-end perfumes that they use to make the scent stay on longer?
Mm-mm.
Cat pee.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, no.
They mix in, like, a small percentage of, like, foul-smelling stuff, right?
Yeah.
Perfumes.
Yeah.
Not really
since I learned what Premarin was named after.
Oh, horse pee.
Pregnant
horse pee.
Horse urine. Since then have I been so disgusted at a revelation, Gina.
I'm sorry.
All right, let's do one more.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, well, this is just if anyone's...
Chris, what happened to Lee Marvin's divorce? I want some follow-up.
Some ambergris.
I want to know if he lost, if he won.
Lee Marvin's ambergris.
Does Gene Hackman have tread on his back?
Lee Marvin, did he lose money? Did he have to cut a check? Is it a precedent? Did he start this whole palimony thing?
Marvin's Law?
Mm-hmm.
According to Wikipedia, is the first like notable case.
Yeah.
And the people call like Marvin settlements after that.
There you go.
Oh.
That's what I read.
That's what I'm saying. He had to have lost for it to become.
Right.
Yeah.
So while he's looking for that, after being canceled in 2020 due to coronavirus, the Philly Naked Bike Ride is scheduled for this year on August 28th. People in Philadelphia on their
that
bikes.
Is bad Philly weather for naked cycling. Dad would have been the bell of that ball.
They ride around naked, promote body positivity, cycling safety, and promote the use of bikes instead of cars. Riders are expected to be naked, but they do have to wear masks.
Well, we'll say this. If you are, in fact, naked on a mountain bike, you will practice safety.
That's right.
If you're padded up, helmet and jock strap.
Oh, yeah. Take a lot of chances.
Yeah, you there's a lot of wheelies with that. When your nuts are getting tangled to
spokes,
it's lots of hand signals, lots of slow it down.
A lot of bells.
Yeah, it kind of keeps you honest.
I think you're absolutely right.
I like that. All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad.
Hold on. Yeah,
and that's the news.
I can't take this anymore.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
All right, what did we find out about Lee Marvin?
All right, he lost. So he was ordered to pay his girlfriend Michelle Triola, who actually who changed her last name to Marvin, so it was actually Marvin v. Marvin. $104,000 for rehabilitation purposes, but the court denied her community property claim for one half of the $3.6 million which Marvin had earned during their 6 years of cohabitation. Mm. And the result was the landmark Palimony case. So this is what pioneered
the
concept.
I knew there was something there. All right, let me tell you about ScottsCheapFlights.com. Scott's Cheap Flights. Travel the world and never pay full price again. People pay way too much for flights. Prices go up, they go down by hundreds of dollars, even in the same day. So you could pay a different price than the person next to you on the exact same flight. They combine technology with a team of flight experts to monitor thousands of routes on major airlines all day, every day. When prices drop, they send members an email and they send them an alert so they'll never miss an amazing deal like to Europe or Japan for less than $300 round trip on quality airlines, no less. No kickbacks from airlines. Their only goal is to send their members great deals. It's Scott's Cheap Flights, right, Dawson?
Join for free at scottscheapflights.com/Adam and never overpay for flights again. Again, join for free at scottscheapflights.com/Adam. scottscheapflights.com/Adam.
All right, Sandra, this has been delightful. Thank you for the generous gifts.
My pleasure. My pleasure. And I love your podcast, and I was listening to the one with Jack Tapper.
Oh, yeah.
The Bar Rescue. I'm like obsessed with that show. That was really fascinating.
Yeah, he's lived a life.
Oh, my
Taffer,
God.
Yeah.
Taffer. That's
Taffer.
Right.
Taffer.
Okay. Yeah, that's, listen.
There's Taffers and Tappers.
Ambergris.
In the zeitgeist right now.
Oh, my God.
Clitoris, clitoris.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Okay, so this is.
Oh, we got more gifts?
No, this is for you.
Thank you.
So you get the full.
Oh, my God.
And then you also get the full.
I'm going to give you.
I'm
going to give you a plug on the way out. Sandra Sing Low, The Bitch is Back, streaming on demand June 23rd and June 30th. Golden, Colorado, me doing stand-up and us doing a podcast coming up June 18th, 19th. Go down to Corolla.com for all the live shows. Until next time, this is Adam for Sandra and Gina and Bald saying mahalo.
So I guess I have to fuck him.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Catch Gina Grad with Teresa Strasser on the podcast Easy Listening. And Bald Brian on the Film Ball. The rest of us turkeys on the water cooler. And get your tickets to see Adam Carolla live. Get them now at AdamCarolla.com.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Hey, movie lovers. Who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.